Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and of all the things that you might think of taking photographs of, I'll bet town meetings do not top the list. But they did for my next guest, photographer Paul Shambroom, who attended hundreds of town meetings across the United States and took pictures of the people and the settings. He has a new book of these photos called Meetings, published by Boot. And if this sounds like an old media, low-tech kind of thing, in conjunction with the book, Paul will be hosting what he calls a virtual town meeting at the Apple Store in Soho next Wednesday, October 20th at 6 o'clock. In which, or is it 6:30? I have to look that up. In which political bloggers and other people will be invited to post any photographs representing democracy at work. Paul Shambroom joins me now. Hi, Paul. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. Let's talk about your book a little first, then maybe we'll do a little virtual town meeting of our own here to see what you have in mind. Why did you decide to start taking pictures of local government town meetings, of all things?
I've been interested in power, particularly American power, for a long time. My previous project was documenting U.S. nuclear weapons. And at the end of that, the question that was really in my mind was, who makes these decisions? Who makes any decisions? And how does someone come to that position of deciding to serve in public office? And at first, I was photographing more high-level meetings. I was on Capitol Hill shooting House and Senate committee meetings. But I'm not even sure how it occurred to me, but one evening I went to a small town near where I live in Minneapolis, and as soon as I walked in the door there, it just seemed so right and so essential as a way to really look at and think about how decisions are made in this country and what democracy really looks like on the smallest of the small level.
So at first casual glance, these photographs contain a lot of ordinary-looking people in extremely ordinary-looking rooms. What about this made you think that it would be visual? And maybe you want to pick out a photograph, walk me through it a little bit, and tell me how you get that power dynamic from it.
Well, one thing to keep in mind here is for most photographers that work professionally, whether they're journalists or commercial photographers, when you get an assignment to photograph a meeting, you basically want to kill yourself because it's so boring and so tedious. They're basically just people sitting at tables. And I decided to just take that tedium a step further, you know, in essence, to step through the looking glass and just embrace the tedium. And then it became really a thing of beauty. And also, it's the sausage making, as the saying goes. You know, democracy is like making sausage. Everyone likes to eat it, but no one wants to watch it being made. So I really saw something very, as I said, essential, that particularly in small towns, people are making decisions on things that, you know, may not have the impact of war in Iraq or nuclear weapons policy, but they affect them on a much more direct level, you know, whether it means replacing a stop sign at the end of the street or whether they should hire another policeman to write speeding tickets. They're things that have a very direct and immediate impact on their lives.
And it's funny, as I flip through the photographs, one thing that strikes me in the faces of a lot of these people and in their body language and in just kind of the whole context of the thing is a kind of selflessness and community spiritedness. If we generally think of politics at the higher level, Congress and the Senate and the presidency and, you know, the Supreme Court and things like that, as being very lofty or having the potential for self-aggrandizement or large amounts of power or glory, or maybe when they leave government, wealth and fame, these are not that. These are people doing the hard work of their community, or am I romanticizing it?
Well, no, that's your read on it, and I'm glad that you read them that way. With these pictures, and I think with any kind of interesting art, it really says more about the viewer's take and how you see yourself in the process. A lot of people look at these and think, oh, you know, look at them. They're all corrupt. They're all small-town crooks. You know, it really does function as a mirror. One of the things that interested me, having gone from working on Capitol Hill to these little town halls of communities of 300 or 1,000 people, was there are some similarities, some common impulses that I think you'll find in anyone who's running for office, whether they're the president of the United States or the mayor of a little town.
Yeah, certainly the mayor of a little town, and I didn't mean to imply otherwise really, can be a very big fish in his small pond and get power and glory at his level.
Right, and also be the subject of a great amount of resentment and hostility, or admiration, and you know, be seen as an altruistic, wonderful leader. And I guess if I've come to any conclusion after having worked on this for 4 years, it's that anyone who is in a position of public office and public service has a combination of all those motivations. They love the attention. I don't think anyone runs for office who doesn't like attention and like power.
We can take phone calls for Paul Shambroom, the photographer whose book is called Meetings, and I'll presume that none of you have seen his work, although if you have, you can call us up at 212-267-WNYC. If any of you have been involved in very local government, and we have that in, you know, this megalopolis of New York City, too. There are block associations, there are co-op and condo boards, there are all kinds of things. You can call us up, or if you want to talk about some of this from a photographic perspective, 212-267-WNYC. What's the idea of the virtual town meeting, and why is it, you know, again, this kind of going out to the grassroots and taking pictures of people doing these town meeting things, it's not the kind of event that you first think of as taking place at the Apple Store in Soho.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of thinking that's been going on about democracy and technology and the Internet, and that's probably a subject that is a little bigger than we have time for now. But there are photo bloggers, and I'll have to confess that I am not one of them, and I'm hoping to learn a lot at this virtual town meeting as well. But the idea is that we all have our communities and we all have our idea of what democracy is, and through the technology of blogging, digital cameras, people are out there really recording some very interesting things that are, again, basic to their own lives. And, you know, we're able to share them. And I am hoping that that's what's going to be happening at this event at the Apple Store.
Take me to that loftiest, most abstract thought that you thought we might not have time for. What's the relationship here between media and democracy that you're trying to get at?
Well, the Internet can bring together small towns, regardless of your geographic location, that you can have an interest that perhaps only another 100 people or another 1,000 people any place in the world share. And through the Internet and now through blogging, people that share that interest can come together in real time and converse and essentially have a meeting.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder if anybody, this is a kind of an instant virtual meeting request, and I don't know if we're going to get anybody who can do it so quick, but if you have taken a photograph that you think represents democracy in action, it doesn't have to be a town meeting, any kind of democracy in action, photographed by you or currently in your possession, email it to me, brianlehrershow@wnyc.org, and we'll open it here with Paul Shambroom, brianlehrershow@wnyc.org. And let's take a phone call. Michael in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC.
Hi. I'm Mike. I live in Clinton Hill. I used to be on community board tour in Brooklyn. And each community board, there's 57 throughout the city, are like town meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an example of democracy, sometimes less democracy than others. But I was wondering if Paul had ever taken photographs of those, or ever thought of maybe doing that something in the future.
Well, I'm really glad you asked that. And I did, in fact, photograph community boards in New York City. After having worked on the project in rural America for about 3 years, I realized that it really didn't represent the country. In fact, I believe the statistic is that 2/3 of the United States live in urban and suburban areas, and only 1/3 of the country are actually in rural locations. So I photographed, I think, 5 or 6 community boards in New York City. There are two in the book, Community Board 7, which is, I believe, in the upper east side, and Community Board 10, which is in Harlem. And you're absolutely right. These are the small towns of the city, although in this case the boards represent populations of, I think, 100 or 200,000 people.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Have you served, you said you served on a community board?
Brooklyn Community Board 2, which is in downtown Brooklyn, and Clinton, it includes Clinton Hill, Fort Greene, much of the Brooklyn Navy Yard area, Brooklyn Heights, Borum Hill.
So in your case, Michael, why do you or did you?
Why did I serve on a community board?
Yes.
Well, at one time I was very active. I even worked for the assemblyman in this area, who was a very good assemblyman, who was... A real fighter, who was chairman of the Consumer Protection Committee of the New York State Assembly. He wrote a lot of laws, like a lot of people to cancel contracts if after a couple of days, you know, when they buy something. I was very active at one time. I had I'm older now, and I had to cut back because of health reasons from being as active. I still belong to several organizations, but so one time I was co-chairman of the Society for Clinton Hill, which is not called the Clinton Hill Society, and as a member of Pratt-Erie Community Council too.
Okay, Michael, thank you for your call. And I noticed that right after the introduction by you in the book, a page of text before the photographs, you have a page of text quoting de Tocqueville, starting with the words, "The township at the center of the ordinary relations of life serves as a field for the desire of public esteem, the want of exciting interest, and the taste for authority and popularity." All the things I said I didn't see in these photographs.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you said you didn't see those.
All the things that I had said before.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that quote, and it's really amazing to me that he observed these things. This is from his book, Democracy in America, published in 1835. And I think it still holds true that there is a difference with local government in that it is close to your family, it is close to your home, and I think the people that serve on these are accountable, perhaps, in a way that people in national government aren't. The caller just now really brought up an interesting point, too. I asked a lot of the people that I photographed during breaks how they came to be in public office, and for most of them, it was either that they had been inspired by someone who was serving, or more commonly, it was because they had some problem. They had some beef, and they went down to City Hall to deal with their beef, and they looked at the people serving, and they thought, you know, I could do better than these clowns. And that's how a lot of them ended up in their positions.
So here's some email that we're getting. One writer says, "I love the concept that your guest is discussing. If more people would just invest a little time in attending local government meetings, they'd actually find it fascinating. It's easy for people to look down on these processes when they are not involved and easy to criticize. However, something as simple as a stop sign or traffic bump or zoning variance can have significant repercussions." And now let's see. You want to comment on that while I open this photo that someone sent us?
Sure. Yeah, the interesting thing is that these small issues, as we say, really do have the direct impact. But I think it also serves to inspire people to think, well, you know, if I could have an effect on this small issue, that if I get involved, I can affect bigger things. And again, a parallel between the local governments and the national government is the level of participation that I saw. Which was not very encouraging. Often at these meetings, I was the only person in attendance besides the elected officials. And in fact, I was at one town in Missouri, I believe it was a population of about 400 people, where they had perhaps 200 eligible voters. And they told me that in the most recent election, something like only 45 people had bothered to vote. Issues of voter apathy are all up and down the spectrum of power in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But the flip side of that is, if you do show up, you're definitely heard.
Now, the first photograph that I got and opened looks like it might have been at the Republican convention, but it was some kind of indoor setting where there's a protest. And what you see is a few... A lot of the frame is taken up by a couple of big American flags, and then there are several individuals carrying protest signs like Bush Lies, Who Dies, and End the Occupation of Iraq. Yours are very different in that you don't have those big overt symbols like signs with text and big American flags and stuff like that, although this is a very striking photograph.
Mm-hmm.
Did you try to avoid that kind of thing?
I really let the communities present themselves in their own way. And again, this was really the nuts and bolts. There were some meetings where there was some issue going on that people were really up in arms about and you know, had the room just jammed full of people. And to me, those weren't quite as interesting for this mm-hmm. particular project. It was really more the very everyday banal stuff that I found interesting.
Let me get one more call in for you. Alexandra in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a photographer in New York, and I just wanted to ask Paul about some of the photographers who might have influenced him. I don't know too many other photographers doing work like this, maybe Bill Owens in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering, who was he looking at when he made this work?
And, Paul, we have about 30 seconds left.
Okay. Well, Bill Owens was more of a social commentary on suburbia. I admire his work a lot. Richard Avedon, who recently passed away, was a pioneer in photographing the powerful and the ordinary in America. Diane Arbus, the German photographers, Bernard Hillebecker, August Sonder. There's a great tradition of photography of leadership and of ordinary people and where those two intersect.
And Paul Shambroom is the author, is the photographer author of the book Meetings, published by Chris Boot, and he will be doing this virtual town meeting at the Apple Store in Soho, Wednesday, October 20th. And let's see. I'm still looking for the time. It's either 6 or 6:30. Do you know?
I believe it's 6:30.
Oh, there it is, 6:30 at the Apple Store. Hey, thanks a lot.
All right.